We're starting a new series this week on Performance Today called Music That Matters. Every day on PT, we hear some of the world's great musicians in concert, and we often hear them talking about what they do, how and why they do it. So we learn how music matters to musicians. We got to wondering about people and places, communities and circumstances where music is not just important, it's life-changing. Yesterday, we heard about a harp designed for people facing the end of life, people in hospice care. It's called the Reverie Harp. It's a small, lightweight harp that fits easily in the hands, even rests on your chest if you're lying down. The way it's tuned, you can't play a wrong note. It has a warm, rich tone. Anyone can make lovely sounds on the Reverie Harp the very first time they pick it up, with no training and even with very little strength. The Reverie Harp was created by an Australian music therapist, Peter Roberts, and built in collaboration with a shop called Music Makers in Stillwater, Minnesota. Roberts' idea was that the harp could work with patients facing the end of life, but some therapists have begun to use it for people who are recovering.
I'm Kim Donnelly. I'm a board-certified music therapist here at Abbott Northwestern Hospital in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Donnelly has been using the Reverie Harp successfully for a few years now, helping stroke patients regain some movement and control of certain muscles.
The thing I like about the harp is that it's very accessible. It's pretty lightweight, and so I can have it on a patient's lap. It's not a big, heavy instrument, so it's really easy for them to hold it. And for patients who are in bed, I can lay it right on their body. For patients who might have some delirium or are in a coma, to be able to put that on them or on their bed next to them and strum it and know they're feeling the vibrations of the music, that's a really nice thing.
Donnelly says that by playing the Reverie Harp, she's sometimes helped to bring a comatose patient's high heart rate down to a more normal range, simply by gradually slowing the tempo of the music. She says she's also used the Reverie Harp with patients who are being weaned off a respirator. There can be a moment of panic when the respirator is first turned off. Patients feel like they might not be able to breathe, but Donnelly creates a rhythm they can follow for breathing.
And our bodies, whether we want them to or not, entrain to rhythm in our environment. So their body, their respirations, their heart rate all tend to decrease and go in time with the rhythms of the music.
And early studies seem to back up Donnelly's anecdotal experience. Patients on mechanical ventilators showed significant improvement with blood pressure, breathing rates, and had lower anxiety with music therapy. Live music on the harp in particular has been found to reduce anxiety and stabilize blood pressure in some patients. In Donnelly's experience, the Reverie Harp helps stroke patients. Today, Donnelly is letting us observe a therapy session with a patient named Julie. 6 weeks earlier, Julie had a series of strokes that affected the left side of her body. Donnelly is trying to help Julie regain the use of her left arm and hand.
I'm going to pull this back a bit. Would
okay.
you?
That's a better.
I want you to stretch your arm out and pull it back.
Yeah, that's better.
How'd that feel?
Good.
You want to try it with this hand by itself, or you want to keep using?
No, let's do it.
There you go. Excellent.
Yeah, about a week ago, I couldn't do this.
I know.
I could not do this. So a week makes a big difference in rehab. Every day, I get a little bit better. Every single day.
When Julie arrived at the hospital, her entire left side was paralyzed. Now she can get herself from her wheelchair to her chair and can even stand on her own. One lasting consequence of the stroke, though, is a condition called clonus. And Julie's left hand immediately grasps and won't let go of anything it touches. Every time she tried to strum the harp, she would grab the strings and couldn't let go. So today, Donnelly has given her an enormous pick, kind of like a guitar pick, but about the size of your fist. And Julie strums the harp with the pick, and that motion helps her reestablish control of the muscles of her shoulder and arm.
And then do you remember your response the first time I brought the harp into you?
Well, I just remember how beautiful
your daughter was here. And you kind of lit up
yeah.
when you saw this harp. And we had that problem with the left hand grabbing the strings. Mm-hmm. So we just worked the right hand that first day.
That was
and just good. Made some nice music together.
Yeah.
Then we introduced this
so
that you could use your left hand too.
That was such a good idea. They like working together, the left and the right hand. They're actually a pretty good team.
Well, and it helps the healthy side of your brain reteach injured side what to do.
That's right.
The first time Julie was able to play the Reverie harp with both hands was a big turning point in her recovery.
I was so excited. I was so happy. What a sense of accomplishment that is. You realize that when you have a stroke, you really get a second chance to live again, you know, as long as this doesn't come back to haunt me. I'll live a long and normal life. I'll be able to walk again and feed myself again and get dressed again and do all the things I did before, you know, so don't take those things for granted. And we do. We all do.
That's Julie, a 56-year-old stroke patient at Abbott Northwestern Hospital in Minneapolis.
I want you to hold with two hands.
Again,
the second hand, bottom half.
And
if I go like this, I'm just going to strum a few strings.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
You can see pictures, find out more about the Reverie Harp, and listen to our complete interview with music therapist Kim Donnelly all on the PT webpage at performancetoday.org. Click on Music That Matters. Tomorrow, the third and final installment of our current Music That Matters story on the Reverie Harp, we'll go to a rural hospice using the harp to help patients recall a lifetime of stories.
We talk about how sometimes there's such a fine line between the tears and the laughter.
Yes.
And with music, that certainly
is the case. Yes, that's very true. Yes, that's for sure.
So I held my head and I cried.
That's on the way tomorrow as our series Music That Matters continues. For more information and more audio from the Reverie Harp, go to the PT homepage. We're online at performancetoday.org. Click on the Music That Matters icon. And if you have a story of how music matters in your life, let us know. Click on the Contact button on the PT webpage or join the conversation on the new PT fan page on Facebook or call us 866-943-4450.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Not too shabby, huh?
No, you have a great voice.